Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey, and with me is.
Laura! And I'm really happy today.
Really, tell us why.
Because, check it out, we have Hershey's Kisses!
Right, in my hand is a very large bag of very little chocolates, very famous. They are called Hershey's Kisses. Tell us about Hershey's Kisses. What do they look like?
其实同学们可以看到我手上拿到，我知道有点离你们有点远，可是我近看一下，哎，你就应该知道这个巧克力的外表对你来说不陌生吧？它就是赫奇巧克力，超好吃的，It's really yummy。
Yes, I've been eating these my whole life, and I'll probably eat them for the rest of my life.
真的，好像从小到大呢，我就有看到这个巧克力，而且呢，这个都是不管是大人或是小孩都会非常喜欢吃的 Hershey's Kisses。
I think these might be the world's most famous chocolates.
真的，其实呢，在全世界各地呢，其实大家都非常喜欢 Hershey's Kisses。那今天呢，我们就要来认识有关 Hershey's Kisses。So we're going to find out more about Hershey's Kisses today in our article, right?
Right, let's get started with that now.
Milton Hershey, the Chocolate King.
It's hard for anyone to say no to Hershey's Kisses. Their teardrop shape and silver wrapper offer a delicious treasure. The tiny piece of paper on top is the key. One pull, and the fine milk chocolate is yours to enjoy. Milton S. Hershey, the Chocolate King, was the man behind these little treats. At first, Hershey made caramel. However, he changed to chocolates after he became fascinated with a chocolate-making machine from Germany. Then he started the Hershey Chocolate Company. It is the oldest chocolate-making company in the U.S.
Word power!
Silver. Silver. David bought a beautiful silver ring for his girlfriend. David bought a beautiful silver ring for his girlfriend. Tiny, tiny. I looked out from the airplane's window, and everything was so tiny. I looked out from the airplane's window, and everything was so tiny. Treat, treat. Vanessa bought herself a sweet treat after a long day at work. Vanessa bought herself a sweet treat after a long day at work. Machine. Machine. The machine helped the workers finish their job quickly. The machine helped the workers finish their job quickly.
All right, our article begins. It says, it's hard for anyone to say no to Hershey's Kisses.
真的，对任何人来说呢，要跟 Hershey's 就是赫奇巧克力说不，实在是非常难抵抗他们的魅力哦。
It's true. I can't say no to them. First of all, they're not very big, so it's not like you're going to get fat if you eat one. But actually, that actually makes you eat more of them because they're small and so fun to eat.
真的，我也是一吃呢就停不下来，想说啊，这么才一小颗，然后可是我就是一颗接一颗啦。那刚刚呢，我们是不是有提到句子 ？It's hard for 什么人 to say no to， 就是对某人来说很难说不，无法拒绝。For example， if we're talking about food， it's hard for me to say no to mashed potato， 就是马铃薯泥 and pumpkin soup， 南瓜汤。They're yummy.
Pumpkin soup is delicious.
Right.
Anyway， the article goes on and says their teardrop shape and silver wrapper offer a delicious treasure.
没错，其实它们像那个泪滴或是水滴的形状，刚刚我是不是手上有拿到？大家应该也常常看到它们的形状，还有它们就是有银色的，因为它们是用锡箔纸包装纸哦，提供我们非常美味而且珍贵的这个很好吃的这样小点心啊。
Okay, it talks about their teardrop shape. So what is a teardrop shape? Well, a tear is the water that comes out of your eyes when you're crying. Or it's the same as a raindrop. And it's just the shape of the chocolate. It's smooth and it kind of goes up into sort of like a triangle. And this must happen when it's very soft, warm chocolate and they drop it down onto the pan when they cook it.
Okay, and we also saw the word silver, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, silver is, of course, a very expensive metal, like gold, but it's also a color.
Okay? Yeah,
so the wrapper is the plastic or metal on the outside of the candy that you must take off if you want to eat that delicious chocolate.
Okay, 好，刚刚我们有提到它的形状是像 teardrop, 那相信大家都知道这个眼泪的英文就是 tear, 那 drop 就是滴，就是所以它很像这个泪滴形状或是水滴形状，简单来说啦。那当然呢，它的外表的颜色呢，因为它是锡箔纸嘛，所以它是 silver。silver 这个字呢，它可以当作形容词来用，表示呢可能是银质的啦，或者呢，我们也可以说是银色的这样的意思。那相对的，如果我们要说金色的要怎么说，或是金子所制作成的，我们也可以用 gold 或者是 golden。Okay, let's make an example sentence. Okay, we could say David bought a beautiful silver ring.For his girlfriend.
Oh, how nice of him.
Okay. David bought a beautiful silver ring for his girlfriend. 意思就是说呢 ,David 他买了一个非常漂亮的很美丽的银质的戒指给他的女朋友。Okay, let's continue reading and find out more about Hershey's chocolate.
Okay, well, almost all chocolates you buy in the store are delicious,
right?
I hope, and have a wrapper. But something that makes the Hershey's Kisses special is what the article explains next. The tiny piece of paper on top is the key. And you're going to think of this key as being something important or the way to open a lock. It's the way you open the wrapper of the Hershey's Kiss.
Oh, that's so cute. Okay, 所以呢，虽然它的外表你可能觉得哦，银色的，其实没什么了不起，很多巧克力它也是银色的那个锡箔纸包装。不过呢，最重要就是 is the key, 就是最关键的就是它上面的一小小张那个纸才是重点啦。OK, 这里的 key 当然就是有关键或是很重要的这样的意思。那当然一般来说它有这个钥匙的意思咯。
And this piece of paper is tiny, spelled T-I-N-Y. And tiny means very small in size or amount. For example, I looked out from the airplane's window and everything was so tiny.
OK, 我们来看一下 tiny 这个字，它是一个形容词，表示非常非常极小的这样的意思，就是 very, very small. 那刚刚的例句就是说呢，所以 Jeffrey 他从这个飞机的窗户往外看呢，哇，每个东西当然就变成很 tiny, 很小哦。那当然呢，有时候 tiny 呢，我们可以用来就是代换 very small. 所以比方呢，我如果说 a tiny baby bird, 其实就是 a very small baby bird, 对不对？那有时候我们也可以用 a tiny bit 来表示 a little bit. For example, aren't you even a tiny bit scared? Aren't you even a little bit scared? Probably, it practically means the same thing.
I'm not scared at all. Let's keep going with the article. It says one pull, and it's talking about that little piece of paper, the key. One pull and the fine milk chocolate is yours to enjoy.
Okay, 所以呢，刚刚我们不是提到这个巧克力上面有一个小小的纸签，一拉开，哇，里面呢就是包装着，在里面呢就是你可以享受的巧克力哦。
Now, when you pull on the tag, it opens up the silver paper, as I said before. The silver paper goes around the chocolate. And it's always a good feeling when you pull on that, and the beautiful chocolate is revealed. You can see the delicious chocolate.Waiting to be eaten by you.
Hey, 我真的懂那个感觉哦，就是其实我觉得它的设计非常的可爱，就是你拉开那个小纸签，然后就打开里面就可以看到巧克力，我觉得超好玩的。
Okay, so now we learn a little bit more about the person who invented these delicious chocolates. Milton S. Hershey, the chocolate king, was the man behind these little treats?
OK, 那我们当然想知道这么有名的巧克力到底是谁开始发想或是发明的呢？那当然就是我们刚刚提到的 Hershey's, 啊，就是 Milton S. Hershey, OK, 我们称他为巧克力王 The Chocolate King, 就是这些好吃的巧克力糖的创始者咯。
OK, now treats, what is a treat? Well, I'll give you a clue. Uh-huh. When I teach a class and my students give me really good answers,I will give them a treat. So it could be a candy or a chocolate. A treat is a special food that tastes good, especially one that you do not eat very often. So for example, we could say, Vanessa bought herself a sweet treat after a long day at work.
That's nice.
Vanessa bought herself a sweet treat after a long day at work.Work.
I'm going to do that after work today. Okay.
It's good. Give yourself a reward after you do
That's
a good job.
Right. 所以 treat 是什么呢？在本课当中是当做名词来用。像是我们刚刚提到，就是如果你表现好啊，老师就会给你小糖果、小饼干来这个招待你，就是犒赏你一下，就是你表现得非常好。或是刚刚的例句当中 ，Vanessa 她一整天非常忙，所以她就买了一个给自己一个小甜点来犒赏自己今天哦非常辛苦的一天。
Okay, now, Mr. Hershey wasn't always the chocolate king.
Okay.
Okay, the article it says, at first, Hershey made caramel.
Oh, so 一开始 Hershey 他是制作焦糖诶 caramel.
Right, and now caramel is another kind of treat or dessert or sweet food. Caramel has a nice light brown color, and I think it's mostly made of sugar and butter, kind of cooked up a little bit.
对啊，就是焦糖吃起来不就是很像类似牛奶糖这样的味道 I love caramel.
Me too. However, he changed to chocolate after he became fascinated, okay, with a chocolate making machine from Germany. He was very interested and fascinated in this machine.
OK, 然而呢当他呢诶就发现可能一个来自德国的一个可以制作巧克力的机器的时候他就感到非常的 fascinated, 很有兴趣很着迷所以呢因为这样他就开始做巧克力啦。
So as I said, fascinated means interested in something, you're curious about it.
Right.
Okay. Now a machine, this is what Mr. Hershey was fascinated with, a machine. A machine is a piece of equipment with moving parts thatuses power, such as electricity, to do a particular job. Okay, so for example, the machine helped the workers finish their job quickly. The machine helped the workers finish their job quickly. And machines are great because they help people do really hard jobs or jobs that are dangerous, and they can do them very quickly.
Yes.刚刚我们用到 fascinated 这个字就是极度感到兴趣的。那另外 machine 呢就是我们今天本课单字之一就是个名词表示机器哦。OK, 像是刚刚的例就是那个机器呢帮助工人很迅速地完成他们的工作。
Then he started the Hershey Chocolate Company.
Yay, 然后当然他就开始了我们这个 Hershey 巧克力公司。
And something very interesting about that company, it is the oldest chocolate-making company in the U.S.
真的，它在美国是最古老的制作巧克力的公司呢。
All right, well, as I said, I've been eating Hershey's chocolate my whole life. It's a very famous company where I come from, and I guess we can buy them and eat them in Taiwan too, which is great news.
And we'll learn next time how old the company is too. Okay, let's now go to our wrap-up.
Welcome back, and here we are. We each have our own Hershey's Chocolate Kiss, which we are about to enjoy. So we thought we'd teach you how to open and eat a Hershey's Kiss.
You're right. 因为其实如果你还没有吃过这 Hershey 的巧克力，那真的是太逊了，好不好？那现在我们来教你们要怎么吃。So how do you eat the chocolate?
Well, the paper tag is the key. You just pull that down. Open it up.
你们看。
And pop it in your mouth.
Voila.
Okay, I'll let you enjoy that while I say goodbye to you out there. Be sure to join us for part two where we learn more about Mr. Hershey and his chocolates.
I can't stand for a second studying math.
I can't stand for a second studying math.
Hello, Avita. How's school today? Great. How about you?
Well, 我实在是恨死数学了。I can't stand for a second studying math.
啊哈，你坐下来念不就好了？
What is she talking about?
Hello, 大家好，我是 Buffy。不知道我刚刚说的那句英文，大家知不知道是什么意思呢？跟站起来或坐下一点关系都没有哦。I can't stand for a second studying math. I can't stand for a second studying math. 是我实在无法忍受念数学的意思。Stand for 在这里表示容忍。那 can't stand for 就是无法忍受、受不了的意思啦。那 second 是名词，秒数的意思。嘿，连一秒都无法忍受，你就知道念数学有多痛苦了。这句话其实也是我的心声诶。自我有记忆以来啊，我的数学就非常差，每次考试都考不好，久而久之就变得很不喜欢数学了。现在想起来还会做噩梦，梦到考试数学零分，压力好大哦。哎呀，当学生也不是件容易的事。好啦，在节目结束之前，大家记得再复习一次今天的小聚会哦。See you soon!
I can't stand for a second studying math.
I can't stand for a second studying math.
Chit chat!
表姐，你猜猜看 ，That's because 啊 ，That's why， 哪一个是接结果，哪一个是接原因？
啊，不是动感官。
其实呢 ，That's why 是一个省略句啦，它的原句是 That's the reason why。按照字面上呢，这句话可以翻译为这是什么什么的原因。哎呦，也就是我们中文的所以什么什么啊。比方说呢。I was so hungry. That's why I had 3 burgers for lunch today. 有没有注意到呢？前面的句子 I was so hungry 是原因哦，而后面的句子 That's why I had 3 burgers for lunch today 是结果。而 That's because 用中文直接翻译就是这是因为什么什么，后面要接原因哦。所以刚刚的句子我也可以这么改写 ：I had 3 burgers for lunch today.That's because I was so hungry. 所以有没有发现前面的句子 I had 3 burgers for lunch today 是结果哦，后面的句子 That's because I was so hungry 是原因呢。那接下来呢就要考考大家哦，如果我要说我好爱困哦，因为我昨晚熬夜念书，要怎么说呢？好啦，答案揭晓，这是 I'm so sleepyThat's because I pulled an all-nighter last night. 不过呢，你也可以这样说哦。I pulled an all-nighter last night. That's why I'm so sleepy. 都是一样的意思啦。
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
That's why 要接结果。For example, I just went shopping. That's why I'm so happy now. Or that's because 我们就要接原因哦。For example, I'm so happy now. That's because I just went shopping. 等一下再用 that's why 跟 that's because 都不要搞错喽。
Milton Hershey, the Chocolate King.
It's hard for anyone to say no to Hershey's Kisses. Their teardrop shape and silver wrapper offer a delicious treasure.The tiny piece of paper on top is the key. One pull, and the fine milk chocolate is yours to enjoy. Milton S. Hershey, the Chocolate King, was the man behind these little treats. At first, Hershey made caramel. However, he changed to chocolates after he became fascinated.With a chocolate-making machine from Germany. Then he started the Hershey Chocolate Company. It is the oldest chocolate-making company in the U.S.
Silver. Silver. David bought a beautiful silver ring for his girlfriend. David bought a beautiful silver ring for his girlfriend. Tiny, tiny. I looked out from the airplane's window, and everything was so tiny. I looked out from the airplane's window, and everything was so tiny. Treat, treat. Vanessa bought herself a sweet treat after a long day at work. Vanessa bought herself a sweet treat after a long day at work. Machine, machine. The machine helped the workers finish their job quickly. The machine helped the workers finish their job quickly.